Dada Lekhraj had a very humble beginning as the son of a schoolmaster. Though born in a middle-class family, he rose quickly in his profession by dint of hard effort, honesty combined with cleverness and focused intellect, to become one of the richest men in India. He was a very pious, humble, accurate, disciplined, noble, godly, spiritual-minded and devotee of highest order, and he was trusted and respected by all people who knew him, including kings during that period. He was an ordinary person in the sense that he was neither a mass leader nor a politician, neither a saint nor a scientist. But he was a man with special qualities. Dada was contemplating a life of retirement and spend the rest of his life in complete devotion as he was nearing 60, but little did he realize that something out of the world would happen in his life. He was stunned and astonished by a series of divine visions that he had never imagined. Brahma Baba's vision of destruction through nuclear armament, civil war and natural calamities.
I see the big cities of Europe and America, their gleaming towering buildings toppling, great holes gaping in their walls, the sky black, the ground a brilliant acid orange, streets and towns of fire, the people down below animal in their fear and fury, shaking fists at the clouds and screaming insults at God as they realize, with the terrible desperate mental stench of fear, that they are all going to die at once. From the flying weapons that whine out of the sky, birds of destruction that creep and finally enjoy their prey in the brightest and cruelest firework display, millions and millions deer unburied, and the winds that blow towards the incandescent centers of the fires sweep everything before them, paper, trees, cars, so much debris, crying people clawing at walls and roofs to stop being sucked into a vortex of fire, bodily, like rag dolls, but those walls and chimneys are going too, into a sea, a pit of fire that burns the skin and maybe cleans the world again after it is blackened. And in my own streets and cities, in Calcutta, Delhi, and Bombay, in Hyderabad, Madras, Benares, and Lucknow, all over beloved Bharat, I start out in cold sweat for the cruelty and the cutting that lines the streets with bloodied limbs and corpses, all the tensions and fears that we have known and kept down in Mother Bharat for centuries rising up and parading in the open air in the eyes and hearts of massive murderers, pillage, loot, arson, rape. How can the land itself bear such crime? My own streets literally slippery with blood, and still in manic fear they move and run against each other, killing themselves, slipping the long curved knife into the bosom of Mother India herself, tears searing my cheeks, my hands practically tearing hair from my head. I am found by my friend from the house, who has been woken by my screams, coming from the little summer house in the hot Benares night. Oh God, that I should ever see such things again, that you should put me in a place to pull a world like that from under the devil's hammer and the cool grace and beauty of that world I saw before. The living stars turning into decorated deities, returns to me again, to peace and silence.
Brahma Baba's vision of God as light.
I am at the family house in Sindh, and also quiet it is an evening of satsang with a holy man during which I am dragged gently into a depthless ocean of totally cooling peace. The light comes from my face and eyes, head and nose and ears, and when I open my mouth to speak, it is as if I speak words carved out of red gold light, but they are not my words. My father is here, is on me and in me, showing himself and showing surely that he will show more his words. Nijanan Swarupam, Shivaham Shivaham. I am the embodiment of bliss, I am Shiva. Jayan Swarupam, Shivaham Shivaham. I am the embodiment of knowledge, I am Shiva. Prakash Swarupam, Shivaham Shivaham. I am the embodiment of light, I am Shiva. I am Shiva, bliss, knowledge, light. I know nothing of this, only I am suffused in this light, only I am totally his, only I am bathed like a newborn child in the depths of a baptism of water and fire, of knowledge and light. Cradled in bliss. My heart is made of his light. My forehead shines his light. My eyes his sight. My mouth speaks his words. I am his. I am his.
Brahma Baba's vision of stars descending unto the earth and becoming deities.
I stare in amazement as tiny stars float in the beautiful light, themselves a source of conscience, it seems, shining not like the stars in the sky, but like the ones in our hearts and eyes, moving slowly down. They float above my head, and my throat is stretched and dry in awe as I watch them come to earth. Such earth my feet have never touched, and these are sparks. Not from a fire that will wink out as they touch the ground, but living sparks that turn as they come close to earth, into living things, beings of a beauty, divinity, and grace that takes my breath away, living deities, whose images we sit before in temples, pale and paltry images. A desperate attempt from a saddened sight to recreate the wonder and love of these beings that now smile and move in this courtly dance before me. Every move they make is part of the same dance they beckon and invite, richest golden fancy woven into their gossamer clothes, diamonds and more subtle jewels of rosy light flaring as the delicate cloth around their arms and bodies sways and swishes. I'd love to go there. To stay the bursting heart opens hard, and I am sitting in my early morning room again, that heart pounding, staring at my bare wall.
Vision of Vishnu.
It is at this time that Vishnu arrives, showing himself to me, making me know what he is, and he then speaks to me in Sanskrit, Tattvamasi, thou art also this. Thou art also this, thou art. His words echo with every breath. From some time, diamonds, business, money, have had no pull for me. I seem to need only the grace and silence of the figure of Naran, of meditation in the early mornings, but still there are questions, nothing really clear, only things pushing me on in a dark world, towards light. And then Vishnu came. First he made me think I was God. How can a man make sense of this, bursting inside the forehead? How to see a picture that comes alive before my yearning eyes? Radiant golden magnificent beauty.
Vision of Krishna and the future world to be created by Brahma.
As I stare into the gold-red distance, near and far, I can make out forms and pictures of past and future. Krishna, a baby I always thought was God, plays in that same heaven I saw earlier, to the dancing notes of an angel's flute, and I recognize something in him. He looks at me and his look says, I am the prince of the newborn world, and I am you.
Brahma Baba thought that it was the blessings of his guru that he received such experiences and visions.
From some time, diamonds, business, money, have had no pull for me. I seem to need only the grace and silence of the figure of Naran, of meditation in the early mornings, but still there are questions, nothing really clear, only things pushing me on in a dark world, towards light. And then Vishnu came. I go to my guru and touch the ground before his feet with my forehead to thank him for this blessing, but as I kneel back and look into his eyes, I see him looking a question in mine. He knows no more than me. He cannot lead me in this path.
With these visions, everything was changed for Dada. He could not apply his mind to diamond business anymore. It simply held no interest. he decided to wind up his affairs. He had owned his shopkeeper for so many years, and yet it all looked so strange to him, so meaningless. He walked down the aisles of his jewelry warehouse, looking at the trays full of glittering diamonds, millions of dollars worth of gems, gleaming symbols of the greatest wealth, which men were known to kill and die for, and he felt that they were simply stones, worthless chunks of mineral. Dada. Now Brahma, the first and special child, father of the people of the earth, Adam.
I look into another distance and see many, many people, souls, young and old, girls and women, men and boys, dressed in white all of them, but with every color of skin this world can show, black, white, yellow, brown, light, dark, and all are looking to me with loving eyes, and on all their lips is one word, Baba. They are looking at me their father, and I am looking at these my children, and gather them all easily with one sweep of the arm, into my lap, and still that father who is light shines out of my eyes and forehead, like a beacon, like a signal that says, beware the old, beware the devil. I am here with my children and the new kingdom of purity and peace, and this living light, who now I begin to know as my supreme father Shiva, is turning his glow to me and saying inside my mind, you are Brahma, you are the first and special child, you are the father, the first creation of the creator, you are the channel for the construction of heaven on earth, you are my first and special child. You are the father of the people of the earth. All are your children, descending from you. You are Brahma, you are Krishna, you are Adam, the first man, the soul closest ever to God. Do you realize who you are?